We hebben iemand aan de telefoon in een andere tijdzone, dus dat is wel heel leuk. Niemand minder dan Darian Dean. Hi Darian.
Hey, how are you there?
Oh, so I nice am, of you. Yeah, you're joining live now about your new song. It sounds so sunny, and it's everything the opposite we see right now. If I look outside here in Holland, I just spoke to you, and you said that you recorded it partially in Jamaica. Can you tell us something about this?
I would love to. First of all, I'm really happy to be on the air with you guys. I'm actually in Australia right now, so we're doing this intercontinental thing. I love it. So like this, the single, it's interesting because it was actually, I fell back in love with Jamaica. I mean, I'm from Jamaica. My family's from Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And during the pandemic, I was there for quite some time. And I really fell back in love with the place. Not that I ever fell out, but it was just a realization that this is the place that really raised me, and so much of my sound came from this. So I wrote like this on the beach, not far from my house. We're able to record good parts of the record at Tuff Gong Studios. In fact, like this is one of the records that we were able to do. And we were able to use the music director from Stephen Marley's music director, actually was one of the people on the record. So yeah, so it was, and I can tell you the vibes in that studio, it was a dream, really, to be able to do that. And I'm so glad that you guys can feel the warmth and the sunshine and all the things
we need
through
it.
The music.
Because
that's really, I hear you too.
Because we have seasons here, so.
I've been out there, so I know when it gets cold. It's cold.
And rainy, man.
So I know.
Yeah.
And rainy, rain. But we're not doing that right now. We're taking a trip to Jamaica with Darian Dean, and we're going to get on here, right? But yeah, no, it was really such a beautiful experience. And I recorded it over the course of really traveling to different parts of Jamaica. I was in Ocho Rios, where my home is. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Negril, where my family is mostly, and where I was kind of like, I spent a lot of summers as a child. And right now, before I get too deep into it, I really just wanted to make a big shout out and a prayer for Jamaica after
incredible, we saw the news.
Hurricane that has ravaged. Yeah. Exactly. So it's actually particularly difficult right now when I think about how I was experiencing Jamaica and the inspiration of it and what is currently happening. You know, it's really changed the landscape. So I really want people to not only just enjoy the music, but also just consider donating and spreading the word that Jamaica is in need of assistance right now.
And how is the house? You have like a family home over there?
Yes, I have a home in Ocho Rios, which thankfully is fine. The storm didn't hit that side as hard, but I do have family in Negril, Westmoreland area, and we're pretty sure that most of the family is fine, but we do not know about some of the structures because that area was hit pretty hard.
Wow.
So still trying to get information on that. Yeah.
It looks horrible. Absolutely. Yeah. I hope they can get a lot of donations and start building up the area.
I hope so as well. I mean, even down to the airports and things like that have been shut down. So like that's when you have something like that, it's a big deal, you know. And a lot of even the Jamaica relies on a lot of tourism, and a lot of the hotels were damaged as well. So there's that.
Oh my
there's
God.
That as well.
But back to the music, you recorded a couple of songs over there, and you released an album. And what can you say about the genre?
So here's the thing. Many people know me as Darian Dean, a soul singer. I've done a lot of dance music as well. But not a lot of people know the intimate side of my parenting and all the other things like that. So what I was able to do with like this and with the album Memories from Yod, which is upcoming. The album is upcoming, but the single is done. What I was able to do was really just bring the elements of reggae that have shaped my sound and also combine them with the soul elements that are a staple, and my penmanship, which we call songwriting. So I feel really good about what I'm about to share with everyone because it will be a different flavor from me personally, but it is going to have some of the same foundational elements that people know from me and with a twist, you know? So I'm really excited about sharing that with everyone. You know, and again, I had some incredible players on this record. I want to shout out Shelton Garner. He's one of the people that was the original person I reached out to when I said, hey, I think I want to do a reggae project. And then I'm actually in Australia with an incredible singer, percussionist, drummer, Jason Hira. He's on a song called Fill It Up that actually is out as well. I had Sinky he's a producer as well as a mix engineer. He's on the joint. Guy's incredible. And just, I have an amazing team of people around me. Ansha, big shout out to her. She's handling and getting us connected out here. She's the one who got us connected.
Yes.
And, it's just been really a beautiful experience to combine these things and have this incredible group of people to help push it forward.
Normally I ask, where did you get your inspiration from? But it's all Jamaica, right?
Is this your future? Is this now the way to go for you right now musically?
So the inspiration is really Jamaica, but the title of the album is called Memories from Yod.
Yeah.
And what happened when I went back was I realized that there were certain songs that I'd been hearing my whole life, you know, I mean, there were things that were playing in the background when I was a kid that had been influencing even my soul music. And so when I went back, I got to really like pay attention and listen to those sounds. And when I listened to those sounds, I was able to like really just connect with them in a different way and allow myself to be in that different way. Because what happens is, as a solo artist, you have certain things, and you know, even now we're finding that there are lanes that may not be as open because people have not experienced this from me before.
Yep.
But I pushed through that and made a decision that I wanted to make an album that was true to the kind of music that I heard when I grew up coming up, you know.
Yeah, that's very genuine.
And also at the same time though, combines who I am and kind of creates a new sound, kind of a fusion. So I don't necessarily call it, I initially started with the idea that I was going to do a lover's rock, roots rock reggae album.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into more of a reggae soul album or like a soulful reggae album.
Approach. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's
the second question. I didn't get the second question. What was the second question?
The second question is, when are you coming to Amsterdam again?
And is there a tour coming
listen,
up?
Yes. So thank you for asking that question. I have a tour in January. I am going to be in Europe. So I'm trying to make these things happen. Shout out to everyone who's listening to this, who wants to see me in Amsterdam again. Let's make that happen. But as of now, I'll be in London on the 10th. I'll be in Berlin on the, Ansha's going to kill me. I think 17th and 18th of January.
Yes.
And then on the 19th in Hamburg. So I have an opening Amsterdam and Netherlands in general between the 10th and the 17th. So let's make something happen.
You're always welcome here in Amsterdam. In the studio of Jam FM.
Yeah. Where do we find your music, Darian? SoundCloud?
My website is Darian Dean Music is my website.
Yes.
You guys will be premiering like this for the first time.
Yes.
The first time heard in the Netherlands. I'm really excited about that. Fill It Up and other songs of mine can be heard on Spotify. Look for me, Darian Dean, D-E-A-N. And like this will be premiering shortly. But right now, these are exclusives. So you guys are playing it first. Soon you'll be able to catch it on Spotify and all streaming platforms.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for your time.
Going to start up your new single and premiering it
here
on Jam FM. And we're hoping to see you next year in Amsterdam.
I hope so as well. I love it there. Even when it rains and even when it's cold, because y'all are beautiful. And you guys appreciate soul music and reggae.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We love it. And especially now, because when we look outside, it's like gray, rainish, rain weather and a lot of storm. And we love your sunny sound of this new single. So hit it.
Yeah, take that journey. Thank you.
Thank
I
so
appreciate
much.
You
for joining
so much.
Us here. And we're going to play your song right now.
Darian Dean.
Awesome.
Darian Dean, thank you so much.
Thank you
music
again.
First. Always on Jam 104.9.
Cheeks.
But you won't see.
And if I
Darian Dean met Like This. Het was echt een première voor Jam FM. We spraken hem net intercontinentaal vanuit Australië. Darian Dean, Like This. Dit was eigenlijk de eerste keer op de radio.
Ja, maar zijn album heeft hij op Jamaica
deels
geschreven.
Ja. En het was grappig wat je dan doorkrijgt. Dat dat niet alleen bij artiesten is, maar gewoon bij het ouder worden is. Dat je eigenlijk weer teruggrijpt naar je jeugd. Naar je wortels. En dat juist voor artiesten ook heel sterk geldt. Op het moment dat ze inspiratie opdoen. Maar ook heel erg van wat hoorde ik nou eigenlijk toen ik in het autootje achterin zat. En wat doet dat met mij nu? En met de inspiratie.
Het beïnvloedt toch wel. Grote invloed. Ja.
Leuk gesprek met hem. En inderdaad, wat we heel leuk vonden om te horen, is dat hij naar Europa komt. Dus wie weet komt hij naar Amsterdam. Dus dat zou heel leuk zijn. Dan zijn we daar hopelijk bij.
Darian Dean.
Darian Dean. Niet vergeten mensen, hij is een website, Darian Dean. En volgens mij had hij het over ook op Spotify te vinden. En beetje bij beetje wordt dat album gereleased. En dit was de eerste track.